hfrc.ca. Don't forget to tune in for daily news programming and subscribe to our news podcasts to keep up with the latest in your community.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, this show is past tense. Last song was A Lot's Changed Since, by The Medic, M-E-T-I-C, off of their self-titled album. Before that, Bonus by The Wicked Farleys off of Make It It. And then the first of the three was Boston Winter Limes off of Pies at the Electric Spa. I was looking in to see if it's not a live album if you listen to the whole thing. It's like a bunch of tape recordings and kind of like fooling around. Pretty cool record if you're a fan of Pie. I mean, it's also just a good album. But the Electric Spa, couldn't find anything about that. Not a bar, nothing about like a studio in Boston. Pie being a Boston band. The Wicked Farleys also being a Boston band. I almost played a song off of the Dismemberment Plan's The Ice of Boston as well. And there will be another more modern, current Boston band in a bit. 25 Shorty Bulwark. They're cool. Anyway, what I wanted to say was about that track from The Medic. I've mentioned before that they're a Kelowna band from Canada. And they sort of sound like what I wished a lot of these like early goofy, mathy Canadian bands that were like kind of experimenting with that sound. What I wish they did, or at least something more cohesive than a lot of what came out. I'm not playing anything from the band Smallmouth tonight, but this is kind of like, the tone that these bands have is pretty different, but my desire for there to be a more cohesive sound rather than just like five albums of experimentation. That also goes for the band Del Hoya, which is about to come on. Kind of came across them out of nowhere. They're 96. The Medic was 2001. So another interesting sort of like time capsule of the sound in Canada at that time. Not sure where exactly Del Hoya was from, but anyway, now you get a chance to listen. This is their song, Two. This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, this show is past tense. Four songs there, last one being Actual Glad by Welcome off of their album Sirs. Before that, Waiting for a Nader, by 25 Shorty Bulwark off of their album Duro. It's the Boston band I mentioned earlier. That album came out like a couple months ago. Anyway, before that, Running Errands by Urban Vacation off of their album Success with Houseplants. And then the first of the four was Two by Del Hoya off of their self-titled. And I was going on about the kind of place that Canadian music was in like 20 years ago. And yeah, I feel like that track that I played from the Medic sounded a lot like you can hear similar sounds in the Wicked Farley song before that, and then also Welcome is from a similar period of time, although that album came out in 2006, but I think their album before that was like late 90s or like much earlier 2000s, and is a terrific one. Can't remember if it's self-titled or what it's called, but it's really good, and it kind of fits in there with the sound that the Wicked Farleys had, and some of these other like kind of more interesting like mathy mid-late 90s, very early 2000s bands, particularly from America, but you can hear some of it in The Medic. It's nice that Canada took on like very distinct sound like later in the 2000s, I guess, looking at like guitar music and specifically like how influential the band Women was. But I do feel like that kind of stifled, had such an influence that that's like all you heard within certain scenes, at least looking back on it, not to say that I was really there for all of it. But that's part of why I'm very excited about bands like Urban Vacation is no longer, but they are now Fencing, same band, but with a drummer, and really excited about the sort of stuff that they're playing, just because it's kind of pretty new in like the Canadian landscape and also interesting. Like they're playing around, evidently, and doing fun things. Anyway, next up is going to be from Homeshake.
Let's see.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. This show is past tense. Last song was Half Can by Living Hour off of Internal Drone Infinity. Before that, Walking by AO and Coffee, if I'm saying that right, off of SFSE, and then in parentheses, Demos. Then the first of the three was Getting Down by Homeshake off of The Homeshake Tape, which I think was his first release under that name. And I was specifically rooting around in my library for the one song of his that had a particular sample at the beginning. That was Tien Shinhan attacking Goku when Goku discovered that Jiaozu and Tien and Inishikucho were terrorizing people and then ripping them off. And now, where I am in the original run of Dragon Ball, Goku is very close to facing off against Tien in the Tenkaichi Budokai, the World Martial Arts Tournament, so I'm looking forward to seeing how that turns out. It'll be a very exciting fight, I'm sure. I don't know if it was on that album or also the next or the one following that, that he also did a bunch of like Dragon Ball Z samples. Eventually Tien becomes a good guy, so everyone knows. Living Hour. That was kind of a dramatic shift in tone coming off of that AO and Coffee track. Also, that Demos album is terrific, and I've not seen anything else released by that guy since. And then, to my discredit, I have not actually listened to the entirety of Internal Drone Infinity. I've only listened to, like, scattered songs off of it at this point, which is kind of contrary to my ethos about music, listening to music, I guess. And I kind of feel bad doing that and just, like, closing my eyes and throwing my hands into like a bag of songs and then putting them on the air. I feel like I should be able to vouch more for the music, but Living Hour alongside like bands like Tarp, Fencing, formerly known as Urban Vacation, like makes me very excited for whatever is going on in Winnipeg right now, because that's where all these guys are from. It makes me curious about like a kind of like a new wave of sound coming out of that place or like that region, and hopefully other parts of Canada. I would love to have some Winnipeg imports to Montreal. Anyway, next up is Stade Dormida.
Thank you. Bush and Dexter Schwartz's office for calling Nick to give you the date of the test. Can you give us a call at 758-0390? We'll let you know the day. Thank you.
Just me. I was wondering how you been. I don't need to use the table phone, but just wondering how you been. We settled on our insurance. I'll talk to you later. Give me a call if you want to. Okay, bye-bye.
This is Bob Nelson at Bethesda Christian Church. And I was wondering how your mother and father are doing. And I didn't have a way of contacting them. The number here at church is 264-2300. Bob Nelson, if you could give me a call, I would appreciate it. Thank you.
When you get off, just give me a call over here, will you? Goodbye now. Hello, George, this is Timmy. When you get time to come on over, or give me a call before we'll go and have a cup of coffee. Well, I'll see you, George. Bye now.
Andrew, you can pick up some money at my father's house tomorrow after 2 o'clock. If I see you there before 2 o'clock, you won't get it.
Hi, Dad, it's Charlene. Give me a call back or I'll call you later. Bye.
Okay, George, I'll see you. Bye-bye.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. This show is past tense. Last song, Crowd of One by Papa M off of Live from a Shark Cage. Before that, Coming Over by Jemima off of Even the Dog Knows. And the first of the three was Ace of Grace, a single from Sta Dormida. I find Sta Dormida recently released an EP of 4 or 5 songs, I believe. I played all of them on the show. But it was interesting for the fact that, as far as I can remember, none of those songs that appeared on the EP had been released as singles before, even though Sta Dormida has a pretty extensive release list of singles. And I have a feeling that the same is going to happen with this song that was just released. And it's kind of an interesting thing. I find it frustrating in some ways, but it also places the songs more like islands, in a sense. But it's kind of a strange listening experience for me. And then that Papa M track. So that Papa M is David Pejo. He's also... Ariel M is another solo project of his that I know of, and he was one of the guys in Slint, among many other bands. But yeah, I found that song, Crowd of One, to be incredibly arresting and unsettling, and I think it's terrific. I played it on one of the earliest episodes of this show, and I think narratively it's also incredibly interesting. It also helped me remember the name of one of my neighbors when I was living in Thunder Bay, and I was trying to remember the other day, so I found that interesting. Just the way that one of these guys in one of the voicemails sounded was enough to put the guy's name in the forefront of my mind, which was an interesting experience. But yeah, something incredible about that song. I can't say that I'm like a huge fan of David Pejo's like solo stuff. I don't know if he was behind the Four Carnation, but that song in particular is one that's stuck with me a long time. Yeah, and that was one of the first episodes. That was going on 6 years now. So this month it'll be the 6th anniversary of this show, which is kind of cool. Yeah, this is the end of the hour, or coming up close to it. I will be gone, but there will be one more song. The song that we'll play last is going to be from the band Computer Dating. If you're curious about what other songs played on the show, or if you missed something, I'll update the show page around the time that this airs on CJLO. So cjlo.com/shows/past-tense, and I'll update everything there. Anyway, the last song that we'll play is Sweating in the Red-Lit Bathroom of Black Metal by Computer Dating off of To Weave a Wall. Thank you for listening. Have yourselves a good night.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual funding drive to raise $25,000 to support station operations, news and creative programming, and upgrades to our recording and performance studios. You can make a difference. Visit CFRC.ca right now and make your gift. Get a tax receipt or sweet, sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. Thank you for your support.
Kingston Literacy and Skills programs and enjoy a festive night at the theater. Join us for the 4th annual KLNS Theater Night on Wednesday, December 10th at 7:30 p.m. for an exclusive performance of Miss Bennett, Christmas at Pemberley at Domino Theater. Step back into Jane Austen's world of Pride and Prejudice with this warm, witty sequel that brings the beloved Bennett sisters back together for the holidays and a budding romance. Full of heart, humor, and Regency charm, celebrate love, family, and the joy of finding your own voice. All proceeds go directly to support adult training programs in Kingston and Napanee. Tickets are $25 general admission, $10 for children, and include free holiday drinks and sweets during intermission. For more information, visit klsread.ca.
CFRC 101.9 FM, the Kingston Music Office, and our sponsors, Long & McQuaid and Modern City Taxi, are pleased to announce the 2025 Release Radar Listenership Survey is now open. Select your top 10 singles and top 10 albums and EPs released in Kingston this year by local artists, and enter for a chance to win $1,000 in prizes from CFRC and our friends at Long & McQuaid, KPP Concerts, Kingston Canadian Film Festival, The Screening Room, and Black Dog Hospitality.